from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. If you want to get involved in the show, glad to hear from you on the YouTube, the Twitch, or Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line 877-881-1053. But right now, we take you out to Oxnard, courtesy of Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. For our talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, good morning, sir.
Oh, it's a great morning. You guys should be here.
Yeah, what's the temperature like?
I think 65? It's already 70. The sun is shining brightly. There isn't a cloud in the sky, and the Cowboys have a scrimmage with the Rams on top of it.
Woohoo! Now,
the high today, it just went to 100, Kevin. I'm sorry. It was only 99 earlier, but it just changed over to 100, so never mind. My bad.
Don't remind me.
Now, Mick, I wanted to bring up something that you wrote on DallasCowboys.com and kind of ask you a couple more questions for people who haven't seen it yet.
You have shame on them if they haven't.
Fair.
Right?
That is a fair point. Essentially, the article is titled, Let's Be Reasonable Judging Young QBs, and right. Specifically Trey Lance. What does that look like to you? And then I just want to make sure, there is absolutely 0% chance he does not make this roster, right?
Yeah, he's going to be at least the third quarterback. Okay. They're going to see that through. I mean, they already, he's under contract. I think it's $5 million. They picked up his, it was the rest of the contract that he had with San Francisco. And the thing they were looking for is to see if he could challenge Cooper Rush for the backup job. And I don't think he's close to doing that at this point. He's got two more games, and he just got to play football. He hasn't played much football in his career. And you can't go out and come to some, assessment of what he is or what he can be after the first game he's played in or played in a game for the first time in a year and still hasn't played in a real football game since 2022, the second week of the season when he suffered the broken bone in his ankle. So I think the Cowboys knew going forward they were just going to have to assess, and it was basically you had to do it in a hurry because if he didn't win the backup quarterback job, then he wasn't going to be able to, you probably weren't going to see him play again in a year, and you had to decide, being in this last year of his contract, what are you going to do? Are you going to try to bring him back? You going to let him go? And so that's the kind of the pressure this organization is under, trying to find out just what this guy can be or not be. But you can't judge it off of, I think, one game. And again, this will be another important day for him, another important preseason game on Saturday. You got to see if he feels comfortable in the pocket. You got to see if he's seeing the field. You got to see if he understands his progressions and he's not staring down receivers that he has a tendency to do at times. And the other thing with his footwork, and they've been working on that since he's gotten here, is that you got to get your feet right. Otherwise, it affects your accuracy. And one of the things that he has trouble with is when he misses throwing too high. So those are things that we'll be looking for against the Raiders when they come Saturday night for the preseason game.
Mickey, one of the guys that stood out to us from the game on Sunday was Marshawn Nealon, and I know Micah talked a little bit about Marshawn. Is it too much to ask him to grow up too quickly?
Well, they have no choice, right? Now, we forget that, you know, if – you know, how much Mike Zimmer wants to play Micah Parsons at
right
at linebacker, he still can be your second defensive end. They would like to lessen
not do that.
And have another guy, and Nealon has to be that guy. They need him to step up. I think he will prove to be very good against the run. And as Greg Ellis has told me, he's a developmental pass rusher, meaning he needs work.
Yeah, he does.
And he's not quite there yet. But I think if you saw him in the game, you saw that he has the potential to be another Greg Ellis. And I think everybody forgets Greg Ellis finished his career with 80-some sacks. So, one year he missed the entire year breaking his leg. I think it might have been out here in training. Well, no, it would have been in maybe Wichita Falls. It's the second year, I think it was. But anyway, I think he's made an impression, and certainly made an impression on Micah Parsons when he said, I think Marshawn is going to be a great player. And he said he asks all the right questions. And he wants to learn. And so
he said Cam Jordan is who he compared him to.
Yeah. And he said he's a dog. And so, I think, and Micah usually doesn't just, say things to say things,
does he not?
You hear stuff. No, he's usually pretty, he's usually right on spot on when he says stuff about guys, when he gives an assessment about them. Right.
But outside of football, sometimes he says, things
Of football.
He said he wants to be in the 2028 Olympics. But
Well, that was when he was walking off.
But
he
doesn't know what event yet.
Yeah, he'll find an event to compete in, right? And he figured that if he's close to retirement age, he still wants to play running back. Yeah. And everybody made a big deal that he got snaps at running back. It was in a walkthrough.
I'll tell you, Mickey, I had friends texting me all weekend. Is this real? Is this really happening? And I was like, guys, this is no.
And he said,
look who's in front of him. Look who's around. No.
Well, and what he said was his pad level was too high. Well, he didn't have pads on. It was a walkthrough.
That makes sense.
But he's pretty entertaining. You gotta admit that.
Okay, I agree about the entertainment factor. I do have kind of a serious question about this, because he also tweeted out, after 2027, I'm going to take a break from football to prepare for the Olympics. Is it stuff like that that you're like, maybe he's having fun, maybe he's serious? How exactly do we get that next contract signed?
Yeah, I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Okay.
That. Or maybe you just say, think about it. He's under contract next year, right? It's the fifth-year option. They could franchise him and then franchise him again.
That's true.
And then you're at 2028.
That gets you to the Olympics.
And that gets you to the Olympics in some sort of event. Hey, who knows? He may be one of those guys that learns to push the bobsled.
There is precedent for that.
Herschel Walker. There?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Connected with the Cowboys, right? And speaking of Herschel Walker, did you guys realize that 38 years ago yesterday, they signed Herschel Walker to a five-year, $5 million deal, which was the richest contract in Cowboys history at that point?
People probably thought it was outrageous. It's outrageous, Mick.
And not only that, I remember I was there because it happened in Thousand Oaks, and somebody asked Tony Dorsett what he thought about it, and he goes, I feel like a million-dollar man, because he wanted a raise, and he was hot as hell that they were going to pay Herschel Walker, who hadn't done anything for the Cowboys yet, more than he did. And he was in his 10th year with the Cowboys. He asked for a trade immediately. By the end of the evening, he kind of calmed down and understood why the Cowboys had to hurry up and sign him. It was a thing with not only the USFL, but he had signed with the New Jersey Generals a personal services contract with who?
Trump.
Yep. Donald Trump.
Yeah. Going to be huge.
Guaranteed four-year, $6 million deal to play for the USFL. And then the USFL lost their suit against the NFL, although they won.
They won their suit.
And they tripled to $3, right?
Yes, so. They did.
anyway, a little history there, right? And I remember Everson Walls, he was another guy, and he pointed it out. He goes, I can't believe they're paying that guy before they pay all the rest of us, and everybody else is trying to get more money. He goes, but that's the Cowboys. They're always slick. Everson never, he would say what was on his mind, and a lot of the veteran guys were not happy, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, if you think about it, that day was a red letter day because 4 years later, right in 89, they traded him for all the draft picks that put this franchise back on the map.
Just sensational.
And one other thing, by the way, that week, the day before, they signed some guy named Nathaniel Newton.
Oh, he'll turn out well.
Right?
Even though
Pro Bowler.
Even though the Hall of Fame doesn't think any of our linemen were good besides Larry Allen.
Yeah, what is up with that?
Yeah, yeah. They listed Nate at 329, and we were just talking about it on our podcast, and Nate goes, yeah, it was probably closer to 349.
Okay, all right.
Appreciate the honesty right there. Yeah, right.
Just got to be able to move him around.
Well,
you know?
Actually, the line coach, Jim Myers, said that, he goes, he just needs to get in condition. He probably needs to lose about 40 pounds. anyway, both things happened within days 38 years ago this week.
Making some good personnel moves. I like it. Thank you very much.
Let's do that again.
Good, sir. Yeah, let's do that again. Can you find us some more good offensive linemen?
See some more, and by the way, having said that, a backup offensive tackle now needs to be a priority.
Yeah.
With Adoga out for maybe till Thanksgiving, I was told, with a dislocated toe.
I think Kevin brought up the guy who I want, and that's the guy who played against Duke in the Elite
Eight. That guy is not playing football.
Oh, DJ Burns, the basketball player?
6 foot eight. I feel like 6 foot nine, he's even an inch taller than Guyton. Same weight.
We can put a basketball team together in the offseason.
There we go.
Well, let's work on this football team first. Thank you very much, good sir. We will catch up with you again tomorrow.
Sounds good. See you guys.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, since we were talking about the Olympics a little bit in there, I wanted to throw this out there because at first I thought he was joking, but it seems like Dr. Dre is ready to make a, quote, dead-ass serious run to compete in the 2028 Summer Olympics at archery. He's got some things working for him. He said, I have it set up in my backyard, and I heard that Olympic qualifying is at 77 feet. I practice at 90 feet. Also, Dr. Dre was on his high school archery team. Do I think that's the fanciest thing I've ever heard? Yes. I don't know if my high school had an archery team.
We didn't.
I don't believe they did.
Did Duncanville have an archery team, Mike?
As far as I know, no.
See, wow.
If they did, it would have to be more of a club.
Yes.
Because I don't think they were competing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there are some times where there's clubs, like the chess club or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, there was no way that was UIL.
Seems dangerous, too.
You don't trust those kids? Oh, man. Well, actually, it was a story. In junior high.
When I was a kid, my cousins were like nationally ranked archers, numbered like top two in the world. And they got us bows and arrows one Christmas.
Oh, dear.
And so I took a pizza box and drew a target on it. And I put it out in the backyard. And I'm back there shooting my bow and arrow. And my sister walked right in front of the box. And I let that thing fly on, like, as she was walking. And my dad was standing inside watching it all happen. And just, I mean, 2 inches, missed her head.
Oh, my God.
And so then those were locked away for a while. So archery is dangerous. That and yard darts. Very dangerous things that exist in the world.
Do you like Dr. Dre's chances now that I've given you some of the background?
I think it's really interesting. I mean, I have no clue. I've never seen him shoot before.
Yeah.
So I've never seen him do this. But if he's saying he's practicing at 90 feet, like he's good at it.
He has no chance.
Dude, the people that
shoot. He can have fun, but he ain't making the team.
They'll throw like rings in the air and shoot through the rings and then still hit the bullseye on the target. And you're like, how do they do this stuff? It's wild. Archery's crazy. I love it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for My Buddy's an Idiot. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion? Let us know. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Mahomes underneath. Rice on the move. Deep block by Marquez Valdes-Scantling. That is a Kansas City touchdown. 39-yard strike, catch and run.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time for My Buddy's an Idiot. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion? Let us know. And I actually want to focus on the NFL because Mike Florio put out a report yesterday that the NFL has yet to interview or even meet with Rushy Rice.
About what?
About the looming suspension.
For what? For driving fast?
And causing a wreck and then a hit and run.
Why would he get suspended for that?
Because all of those things are against the law.
But not against, are they against NFL policy?
Well, he seems to kind of make that up as he goes along, right?
The Roger Goodell and his policies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, because Zeke, his whole situation is found everything. No, we looked into it. Law says good. Well, hold on. We're the NFL. So, we're trying to stick it to Jerry Jones this year.
So the next 3 weeks, we'll see if they do something. Otherwise, maybe they'll just be like, I forgot. You're good.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to say. What's the president?
That's Joe Biden is the president.
Yeah, currently just Joe Biden.
But what is it for doing what he did? Has there been a person?
Oh, precedent.
Okay.
Yeah. Has there been a person that's done specifically these things and we know what the NFL has done to these things?
Yeah, because I don't think this exact situation, because obviously with Henry Ruggs, it became a criminal situation.
Somebody died.
Yeah. And he's lucky. Rashee Rice is lucky no one died in that accident.
Who's the guy from Georgia that...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Carter. Was getting drafted. Yeah. So, like, that's another thing there. So, but there's... did he get suspended for something he did in college? Like, Zeke?
I thought he got punished in college.
Okay, all right.
But it didn't carry over to the NFL.
I think everything's going to be fine for Rice, Kevin. If they don't do it now, when will they do it?
Yeah.
It's not like they're going to wait until the playoffs.
Yeah, when are they going to do this? Because it seems like they're going to let him play.
It kind of does.
And Marquise Brown got hurt.
He did. He did.
So all they have is Xavier Worthy and Travis Kelce right now.
Now,
does the NFL take that into consideration?
They got Patrick Mahomes. They'll be fine. They'll figure it out. Now, this next one is devastatingly sad and once again confusing about the justice system. Former NFL player Sierre Wood was sentenced to prison. He got a lifetime prison sentence for the death of his girlfriend and her 5-year-old daughter in 2019. He pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and felony child abuse. He'll be eligible for parole 10 years after the murder charge. Now, he also has to serve the child abuse charge, which could be out in as little as 2 years. So he might have to serve 12 whole years. Obviously, being responsible for anybody's death is really terrible. But per the police reports, Wood had forced the 5-year-old girl to run sprints and do wall squats at home because, as he told police, he was trying to get her on the right path because she was chunky. She died of blunt force trauma and a lacerated liver. And the coroner also noted that she had multiple fractured ribs that probably weren't recent.
So, like, the wall squats and the running had nothing to do. I'm just trying to figure that whole thing out. That's sad.
With dehydration, and then you have to wonder, like, blunt force trauma, broken ribs. And so he did get a life sentence, but when you see, or you could be paroled in 10 years, that is a pretty big difference right there.
It's a lot of time to think about that, for sure.
It really is. Now, I wanted to get y'all's take on this. If you think Machine Gun Kelly is an idiot, or you're like, I support this decision. He threw out the first pitch at the Guardians game. He autographed the baseball and pivoted off the mound and threw it into the crowd. Do you like this as a move, or are you like, throw out the pitch and then throw a baseball into the crowd?
I bet the Guardians and Major League Baseball didn't like this.
I could see that because they want a traditional first pitch.
Yeah, well, the other thing too is if a person's not paying attention to this, I'm not saying he throws the ball super hard, but I'm guessing he threw it. He looks like he can throw a baseball, so I'm going to assume 70 something miles an hour is what he threw it. By the time it got to the person who might not be looking and it hits them in the head,
it's going to be
60 miles an hour, but it's still not going to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably like, this is the last thing we want. I guess it was entertaining. It made I made our story here. Yeah. You showed me the video of it.
SportsCenter and all that.
So, yeah, I probably wouldn't recommend doing that.
But the thought is pretty cool. Like, I'm with Mike on this. Like, my first thought was, who did he hit in the head? That was my first thought.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was like, I guess that is pretty cool. If you're, I don't know if they're, if you're a fan, if you're not a fan, but you get a ball.
I would think it was cool even if I wasn't a
fan. You show up to the game and you're like, I got a ball. This is kind of cool. How many times have you shown up to a game, Kevin, not gotten a ball?
Most all of them.
Even if it's signed by him, you're like, okay, I'll take it.
If you had a pen.
Yeah.
Is there any chance you would write, Eminem destroyed your career and toss it back?
Just write kill shot and just throw it back to him.
Probably not, right? I'm just checking. From the 214.
Probably not in Cleveland. Maybe if he was in Detroit.
Okay, that's a good point. From the 214, my buddy's an idiot. He thinks it's going to be better to work in Houston than it is in Dallas.
Yeah.
That's about Reggie.
Well,
they also said they're going to miss him. We're all going to miss him. Remember, Friday is going to be our Reginald extravaganza.
What's that mean?
Can't tell you.
He does the whole show by himself.
That would be hated extravaganza. We just
give him extra work.
He hates extra work.
Be like, hey, here's more work to do, Reginald. I like this idea.
See? I'm always thinking outside the box.
Mm-hmm. You really are. From the 214, my buddy's an idiot. He thinks Robert Horry is better than Scottie Pippen because he has more rings. Does that person also think Bill Russell is the greatest NBA player of all time? Because if so, then at least they're consistent.
I think, look, man, when it comes to Robert Horry, I do buy in. He did something for those teams.
Sure.
He didn't just show up. He had made some big plays on the teams that won
those.
Big
shot Bob.
Scottie Pippen was a better player.
Yes.
Doesn't have as many rings, though.
From the 469, my buddy's an idiot. He thinks Anthony Richardson is better at quarterback than Lamar Jackson. What the hell is that based on? I'm not
like two games?
Yeah, I'm not saying it can't happen, but Lamar Jackson has as many MVPs as times Anthony Richardson got hurt in his first season. Like, that's a tough argument to make.
Yeah, and I mean, they haven't been to the playoffs under Anthony Richardson yet. So you're projecting and predicting something that you can't, like, that's, if you're saying, I think he's going to eventually be better, I can get that, but not better right now.
I just think it's tough when we look at draft class and we have to, like, I don't know, collecting Trevor Lawrence cards, and he's the best quarterback of that draft class. All the other ones are finished.
Yeah.
Like, and you just keep doing it. And it's, I guess you go to 2020, the year before, and it looks honestly somewhat pretty great because you have Joe Burrow. I know he's been hurt, but great career so far. Herbert, he's underwhelmed, I think, a lot of people, but yet a lot of people still think he could be great. Tua T has done pretty solid. And then Jalen Hurts has made it to a Super Bowl and has become a starting quarterback probably for a while in Philadelphia, but that's rare.
Yeah.
Most of these things, when we look at it, maybe one becomes a starting quarterback who's pretty good.
From the 940, my brother is an idiot. He just spent $10,000 on four tickets to the Texas A&M game this year. Seems like too much.
How much?
$10,000.
Holy moly.
Those seats better be on the 50-yard line. Not just the line, like at midfield. I don't know, man. $10,000 for four tickets for that game?
I mean,
depending on where the seats are.
And depending on what kind of money you have. Because maybe you're at the point where...
Spend your money on experiences, Kevin.
I am not at that point. But maybe you're at the point where you're like, $10,000 is fine. Whatever. Who cares? I am not in that situation.
Yeah, maybe you're the person that's just like, no, $10,000. Yeah, I'm a millionaire. I have $10 billion. $10,000, nothing for a ticket. I'll buy the stadium.
Now, Corey, are you ready for what will perhaps be your favorite My Buddy's an Idiot story in recent memory?
I am now.
All right. Is Brewers owner Mark Attanasio an idiot? He and his company are accused of stealing sand from Malibu's Broad Beach. A lawsuit claims that they have been using excavators to dig up sand as part of a personal construction project and then, I guess, keep the sand.
Hold on. Or so they're just not take the it Brewers away. Owner isn't taking the Malibu sand and moving it to the Milwaukee Stadium and saying, "Hey, this is what our dirt's going to be." Instead.
So you think
sand is an interesting product?
It
Tell
is.
Tell me more about that,
Mike. You're totally right about this.
Do you think? Hold on. Do you think it's called sand because it's between the sea and the land?
I don't know. Is it like? Is that?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to ask Adam.
Okay.
He was just in charge of naming animals. So.
Okay.
Not the dirt. Because it's dirt. It's just beach dirt. And so it's really worthless in a lot of ways. Like if you go to Oxnard,
yep.
Endless amount of sand.
Yeah.
You can't take all the sand. It would be impossible, it seems like, to take all the sand. You'd be like, this ocean just keeps giving me more of it. But then it can cost so much money.
A bag of sand's expensive.
Yeah. Go to Home Depot. Like this sand, I was just at Oxnard. Not me. You guys were.
Yeah.
Just in Oxnard.
So You'd much like, here.
How stupid do you have to be to pay for this sand?
Yeah. I can just collect that. That's what I need to
do. Does that make sense?
Doing.
Yes.
Collect Oxnard sand.
It's like clay here. Plenty of clay dirt.
So much clay.
Just dig a hole in your yard.
Yeah.
You'll find clay. But it's kind of expensive if you go to Home Depot or Lowe's or Elliott's or, you know, I don't want to leave out any of the hardware stores in the Metroplex.
That's why I tried to name all three earlier.
Yeah.
Mike, this brings back the moment.
For paying for sand?
Where he's not paying. Yeah, we're the idiots for paying for it.
Well, I mean, he is being sued, so maybe it'll turn out that, like, just keep paying for sand. No,
we're the idiots for paying for it, okay. Kevin. It's the book Who's Your Caddy by Rick Riley. When he caddied for a bunch of different people, and one of those being Donald Trump. Oh. And he was at one of Trump's golf courses.
He can play golf. I watched Trump and okay. DeChambeau play.
He said that the whole time he was there, it was a sell. We have this grass is actual Kentucky blue grass. We just painted it green. The sand, the bunkers are full of the finest Italian sand. We shipped it here from Italy. And that's what Kevin brought the moment where I asked Mike Fisher if he thought the Oxnard sand, because it was so nice, if he thought it was fine Italian sand. And he was like, I just thought you were a dumbass. I didn't know you were talking about a book written by Rick Riley. I was like, oh, my gosh. So inside jokes don't work well with fish. So,
man, and he thought that for years.
Until last year when I told him in Oxnard, I was like, Fish, I need to explain this whole story
to you. Because
you
told him in the tent?
No, it was in the car. It was in the car one day.
Inside. Yeah. I thought if you were on the football field, it would have been an outside joke or the golf course. Yeah, because inside joke. I get it, as you're in the car.
You know what, Mike?
I don't think Kevin's in the mood for your jokes today.
No, actually,
Mike.
I was debating.
I wonder how that kite guy's thinking our show's going right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I was debating because I made a joke once that this guy, one of our friends was dating, who was the worst, was like, I don't think that's appropriate at the dinner table. And another time we were having lunch and we did the same kind of joke. And I looked at him. I was like, I wasn't sure if it was more appropriate at the lunch table. He did not think that that was funny.
Inappropriate.
I'll tell you what, if I would have been there, I'd have been like, you knocked it out of the park, man.
We're the KNC masterpiece.
You just on his face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Coming up next.
Well, the saying.
No, I get it.
Well, it's different, though, when it's the drop that Alec has rather than with the way you just said it. So
eventually they broke up because he kicked the crap out of her truck. Weird story.
Your face.
Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, the best QBs in the NFL at preventing a pressure from becoming a sack. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Here's the snap. Blitz coming. Allen steps up in the pocket, going to take off and run. Has the first down and more. To the 40, to the 35, 30. Breaks away. 25. Touchdown, Josh Allen.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through The Fan right now. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Here we go.
Now, Mike, I brought you positive Chiefs news potentially earlier. Here is negative Chiefs news.
Is it about my guy Mo?
It's about Juwan Taylor, the right tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs. He was carted off the field
when?
Today.
Today?
Today. So We'll continue to look for updates about that. But obviously, anytime you get carted off the field, you fear that it's going to be a lengthy injury and recovery process.
That should hurt the Chiefs, because I saw at one point in Patrick Mahomes' career, he only had two starting offensive linemen and made it to the Super Bowl.
That is true.
And lost.
He did lose.
Oh,
he lost.
That is a good point.
Yeah, if he was a winner, and he could have done it with only one offensive lineman.
Now, which what affects you, because it kind of stamped Tom Brady as the greatest quarterback
really
of all time, because then he beat Patrick Mahomes on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I guess. Well, and he should have lost to Mahomes with the Chiefs, if not for this penalty call.
Never mind. I'm not doing this. And a coin flip.
I'm not doing this. All right. One thing Patrick Mahomes is really good at is making sure a pressure doesn't become a sack. So we talk about this all the time. Like, what's your pressure rate versus what's your sack rate? Patrick Mahomes is the second best in the NFL. Only 11.2% of the pressures against him get turned into a sack.
Wow.
Who do you think?
You know what that is, too? That's the ability to see it coming.
True.
And know what your outlet is once it's there.
I want to compare that to Daniel Jones, who 31.6% of the time he's pressured, it's a sack. So that is shocking difference.
He can't
right
see
there.
Anything. He has no clue where to go.
It's because people from Duke think too much. People from Texas Tech don't think. We just do.
They just go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just I went to Texas Tech. Yeah. How many times do you think I think?
Not a lot.
Okay. I just proved my point.
One, you did go to Tech?
3 semesters.
Okay. Yeah. I always thought for some reason you decided
fall
to go.
Fall of 96, and then, okay. 97, and 98. I got 45 hours at Texas Tech.
Proud of you, man.
In your face, Corey.
Look at you.
All right. The best in the league at it is Josh Allen. Josh Allen, only 10.3% of the time does a pressure get turned into a sack. Are there any other quarterbacks who you think would be pretty good on this list? And where do you think Dak is?
Better than average?
Okay.
10th, 11th, some, I don't know, 11th.
Okay.
6th.
He is actually tied for 19th.
All right.
That's along exactly what I thought.
With Trevor Lawrence. Although this does factor in, I think, about 40 quarterbacks. So it's not just 32 quarterbacks.
I would still, I don't know, what did you have to do to qualify? Does it say like you had to throw this many, drop back or throw this many passes to qualify?
With a minimum of 150 attempts last year.
So that's not many.
Yeah.
That's
like Trevor Siemian is on this list. He's apparently really good at avoiding the sack.
So that's 5 starts pretty much.
I could see that. Yeah, probably. So it goes, the top of the group is Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Flacco, Jared Goff, and Geno Smith. Jalen Hurts and Brock Purdy are pretty high up on there. So are Justin Herbert and Jordan Love. And you move down, 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 down. Dak Prescott and Trevor Lawrence are tied at 18.4%, just ahead of Kyler Murray, Tua, and Joe Burrow. So this is not necessarily a reflection of you're a bad quarterback, because CJ Stroud's even lower than that. And I feel like people will agree there's some really good quarterbacks in that mix there. So that's not to say that you're bad. It's just to say that Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, and then obviously back in the day, Tom Brady was phenomenal at this, at making sure a pressure, while it might change the play or the outcome, doesn't end up in a sack.
All right. Josh Allen, I think, man, I've been thinking about him a little more this year.
You think he's going to turn it up?
I think it's going to be different.
Okay.
Because I think they saw Dalton Kincaid, the tight end's ability to be a pass catcher, and they were like, we don't necessarily need Diggs. Dalton Kincaid can take this over. I think they might be more of a receiver than he is a blocking tight end. He's very good. I think that they're going to kind of tighten things up a little bit, try to run the ball a little more, and try to take less off of him striking downfield as often as they did before.
Just thinking about that, it's such an interesting list, because I think there's so many factors that go into it. I'm not so, that's like, fair. I am a big Brock Purdy fan, as in, like, I do like watching him. I don't think he's special, like, oh my God, like when you watch him. But I do think that he has a coach that gets the ball out quickly. He has a system
that's
that
fair.
Helps out Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
But then you have Joe Flacco, who probably is scared to death to be touched by a human being at this point in his life. And so he's just getting rid of the ball because he doesn't want to die.
That is a fair point. Somebody asked about Russell Wilson. He's got to be the worst, right? Wrong. Now, Russell Wilson is pretty low on the list, 20.6% of the time. So essentially twice as frequently as Josh Allen. But I told you Daniel Jones was the worst. He's only the second worst. My apologies.
Dude, hey, look, man, he is the worst.
Tommy DeVito is the worst. 37.4% of the time he gets pressured, turns into a sack. So good job, Giants. You have the worst two quarterbacks.
Nothing will ever make me not like Daniel Jones.
Because he's siphoning all that money.
It will ever make me like
him. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was like, sorry about that, Mike. I know that was confusing.
Like, oh,
to you.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, I'll never like
not
him.
The Kay Adams rumor.
What did he do that was so positive?
No, yeah, sorry, I said that wrong. Never like him.
Pro Football Focus gave Tyler Guyton a grade of 80.7 for preseason week one. That was the highest among all rookie tackles.
Impressive.
If you need more positive preseason news, that's what I'm here for. You might not care, but we'll see. Dallas tallied a league-high 4 interceptions in its preseason opener against the Rams. No other team had more than 1 interception in the first week of the preseason.
Wow. Lots of people not taking very many risks.
That's probably true, and the Cowboys still lost. Trey Lance threw for 188 yards in his Cowboys preseason debut, which is tied with J.J. McCarthy for 4th in the NFL this preseason.
Well,
obviously, we talked about
tough
yesterday.
For him. Yeah.
I didn't watch the second half of the Cowboy game. I watched the first half. It just feels like he reads things. It takes
slowly.
Him too long, and
he
so then he throws. When guys are running routes towards the sideline, it literally either waits too long or he throws it right when they're having to really chop their steps to stay in bounds, to stay eligible.
I agree. He does read defenses very slowly. However, the NFL points out, he does lead all quarterbacks in rushing yards this preseason with 44. So, boom. I got to tell you not happy story. Mike Hall Jr. with the Browns.
Yeah, this stinks.
Now, we heard rumblings of this yesterday, and now we've gotten more details per the police report. Alleged details, I guess I should say. Per the police report, Mike Hall Jr. was arrested yesterday, and the charge includes that he went up to a woman, pulled out a gun, they had an argument, he put the gun against her head and said, "I will effing end it all. I don't care." Now, I shouldn't just say woman. They have a past. They share an 11-month-old kiddo together, and so clearly they have some semblance of a romantic past. Police were told that they had been arguing over the financial needs of the daughter, and the woman claimed that Hall screamed at her to leave the house and dragged her by her feet down the driveway. Now, those are the allegations per the police report. Obviously, I wasn't there. I can't confirm that, but that is what is in the police report as of now.
I mean, we were talking about it earlier with Rashi Rice.
Yep.
You got to be on the NFL has to be all over this.
And I mean, I hate to do this. There's a little bit more. Hall allegedly hit the victim in the head with a baby bottle, choked her, and pushed her head through a wall.
Wow.
And the police did say that there were signs of a physical altercation at the house, and there were 2 guns lying on a mattress. So that doesn't mean that all of these accusations are true, but certainly it would feel as though,
if you're trying to paint the picture,
yes,
it's definitely there for you.
And that is just, it's horrifying. And I know people will say innocent until proven guilty, and I understand that. But this feels like a situation where I'm curious if the Browns are like, yeah, no, we talked to enough people. We've seen
it. Step
enough.
Away from it as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that will happen. Now, we made a joke about how anyone who is ever on the Cowboys gets labeled a former Cowboy.
Former Cowboy.
So, Corey, I'm sure you saw the news that former Dallas Cowboy Tavon Austin retired from the NFL. Do you remember the glorious 2018 and 19 seasons of Tavon Austin?
No.
I know we pumped him up at one point.
We did.
Because he was a first-round pick, am I correct?
I think that is correct.
I thought he was already retired.
Well,
this is one of those.
So did the NFL. Okay. You could argue, did he retire or did the NFL be like, hey, just a heads up.
Nobody's picking you up anytime soon.
We're done with you. And then finally, the Nevada Supreme Court said the NFL has to respond to John Gruden's petition for a full court review. So his hope of getting this in front of people is still alive, but dude, I think this might be his last shot.
I love the option of, we're not going to do it in this city that we know is not going to take the case. We're going to do it in this city that we know will take the case.
Or I'll take it to the Supreme Court. Yeah. And he's got plans.
I'll take it to the president or God.
Were they? Okay. Well, I mean,
who's higher up?
If that happens, I'll report back to you.
Thanks.
Yes. We're the KNC masterpiece right here.
Take it to God anytime you want.
Hey, he already knows probably anyway. He's already judged it.
Yeah. He's not like, wait, what's happening with Gruden?
Yeah.
Coming up next, the Cowboys are the most valuable team in the NFL. So why don't they act like it? Next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.